When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson. Low Earth Orbit. Communications. I'm on Starlink right now explaining myself. And Starlink is reducing its prices. Why? How? What's ahead? Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And you know Bob for decades is commercially minded. And there's everything to learn in low Earth orbit commercial competition, especially EchoStar. What is it, Bob? What's happening to it? Good evening to you.
This is an example of Starlink and SpaceX doing so well in terms of revenue that they can move in and make a deal with EchoStar. EchoStar recently had signed a contract with a satellite company to have that satellite company build EchoStar's own Starlink-type constellation to compete with SpaceX. Well, SpaceX looked at this and there were problems with that having to do with the FCC. There were licensing problems. They were not happy with EchoStar. And so what happened? SpaceX comes along and works a deal with EchoStar. EchoStar is going to invest in SpaceX and SpaceX, for $17 billion is buying EchoStar's spectrum licenses that it has from the FCC. Now, a lot of this I really don't understand. It has to do with FCC licenses and wave band and satellite communication used for a variety of different things. But the bottom line is that SpaceX is expanding its Starlink reach extensively here, and EchoStar is going along with it because to survive, rather than try to compete with SpaceX, which was not likely to succeed, it's partnering with SpaceX to save itself and make money. And that just indicates once again that Starlink is going to probably fund the American space program at SpaceX now for the next few decades, and it will probably fund the first manned missions to Mars. It's just astonishing, John.
Let's update SpaceX. The 10th test flight, post-debriefing, what did you see, Bob?
Yeah, there was a science conference in Cleveland in which Bill Gerstmeier, who used to work for NASA but now works at SpaceX, he gave a report on what they learned during the 10th test flight of Starship Super Heavy. During that test flight, they were mostly trying to test their thermal protection system on reentry. And they did a bunch of things. They left tiles off in places. They put different kinds of tiles on to experiment. They tried metal tiles in one case. And what Gerstmeier said is basically they learned quite a bit. They learned the metal tiles don't work. They learned that they need to do a better job of sealing the gaps between the tiles, but they understand that now and they can do it. The results are actually very excellent. They are now planning the 11th test flight for October, where they'll repeat the same suborbital flight, and they'll be testing this tile, the new configuration of tiles based on what they learned. This will be the last flight of a version 2 of Starship. They will then follow up with the first suborbital flight of version 3 in early 26, and they're going to follow quickly with orbital flights of version 3. Their plan would be to go to orbit and be able to then catch Starship with chopsticks sometime early next year. That's their plan. And so things are moving, and they're moving quick, and I expect this program to accelerate considerably in the next 6 months.
Bob, we're looking at competition with China. Is it profound?
Well, without question, it's profound, and NASA has finally reacted properly. For reasons that are inexplicable, NASA has been allowing Chinese citizens with visas to work for NASA on its programs and also have access to its facilities. Now, a lot of those Chinese citizens are probably sincerely just researchers or engineers, and they don't mean to do any harm, but the Chinese government insists that every citizen of its country that comes to the United States be available for spying. And if you don't cooperate with the government, they threaten your family at home. So these people are all essentially spies, whether they want to be or not. And NASA has been allowing them to work with NASA. No wonder all Chinese spacecraft appear to be copies of what we do at NASA. Well, now NASA and the Trump administration has moved to end this. They have now blocked all Chinese citizens who are here on visas from having any access to NASA's facilities or its operations, its internet or anything. They've cut them off. And, of course, there are a lot of whining and complaining from China and from a lot of our unfortunate media. But this makes perfect sense. They should be hiring Americans to do this job on the bottom line. NASA is not supposed to be a foreign policy thing. It's supposed to be helping Americans. So that's been done, and I think that was a good thing.
I add something, Bob, from Canada.
Yeah.
That Canada is now debating whether or not to permit EVs made in China into the country. The reason is that an EV is a listening device, a surveillance device. I wonder if that's an issue for NASA as well. Anything Chinese has potential of listening in on the internet. Have they talked?
Oh, absolutely. We have a very serious problem with drones. Most of the best drones that are sold commercially are Chinese made. And it's a significant problem. And this applies to EVs, applies to all technology. China, remember, there is no private company in China, even though they have pseudo-private companies. Everything is controlled by the government, and everything is supervised by the government, and everything is, even if it's trying to make money, it has to serve the needs of that communist government. And so we should be afraid of any technology from China, absolutely.
We have international interest in low Earth orbit. It's breaking out all over. Bob's been documenting the rise of spaceports around the world for some years, but this looks unusual. Is something happened? Did they drop something in the water out there, Bob?
No, this is just part of the shift towards the capitalism model worldwide. For example, in Croatia, there is a new startup called Genesis Space Flight Laboratories. They are developing an orbital returnable capsule. This is similar to what Varda has flown, where they go up for a period of time. They use it to manufacture products in weightlessness you can't make on Earth, and then they return to Earth and they sell the products. And Varda's already done that with pharmaceuticals, and there's a whole bunch of other companies in Europe and the United States that are now trying to do the same thing. Well, in Croatia, this startup has now accelerated the development of its orbital capsule. It wants to launch two subscale demonstrator capsules instead of in 27, but to do it next year. And their goal is eventually to be making capsules that will be flying on a monthly basis for up to 3 months in space, producing products for sale on Earth. And they're, of course, like I say, not the only ones. We've got Varda in the U.S., Varda, Inversion Space, Sierra Space, and even SpaceX planning to do this kind of thing. And in Europe, you've got the exploration company in France, another company in Germany and in Spain, and in Luxembourg. And these are just the beginning. This is a business that's growing fast because there's money to be made in it, John.
What's wrong with the U.K., Bob? Do we know?
Their government is misguided. So they have two spaceports that have been trying to get going. They recently had a hearing in front of a committee in the Scottish, in Scotland. That committee said, oh, we're having problems. We started first and we're way behind. The Norway spaceport's going to beat us out. We got to do something about it. Did they suggest getting rid of the red tape that's been blocking their spaceports? No. They said instead that the UK government should instead become a direct investor in these spaceports. That is not going to bring business to these spaceports because the international launch market is avoiding the red tape, and the UK government just doesn't seem to want to get rid of that red tape.
It just came to me, Bob. There's something here that is more than just spaceports, because I've had a report from a colleague of mine that Europe is nowhere in terms of building data centers for AI or even investigating AI. Nowhere. They're not in the game. It's as if they've decided to cross their arms and stay in the 20th century. I wonder if that could explain the failure of spaceports to get launched in the UK.
Yeah, well, you know, that failure in the UK is because of the government and red tape. And the government that exists, the Labour government in charge right now, does not seem to be interested in fixing the problem. And I should point out that the previous Tory government wasn't interested in fixing the problem either. This is living in the 20th century, big top-down regulatory infrastructure that blocks free enterprise.
Do they see it? Are there complaints about the UK from their side?
No, they apparently don't see it. They don't want to deal with the problem. Direct investment in the spaceport or direct investment in launch companies is a Soviet style system. It's not going to work. It's not going to be competitive in the general world. In Europe, in the European Space Agency, they have completely gone in the opposite direction. They are trying to go with private enterprise instead of a government-run system. The UK is living in the past.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, going exploring. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
A Mochi moment from Tara, who writes, for years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.